Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a DJ-friendly intro arrangement for a drum and bass, jungle, or rolling bass track in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it with Breakbeat Surgery. So the big goal here is not just to throw a loop on the timeline and call it an intro. We want something that actually works in a set. Something a DJ can beat match cleanly. Something that ramps energy in a controlled way. And something that feels alive, chopped, and edited instead of just looped and faded in. That's the whole vibe here. Make the opening useful for mixing, but still musical and heavy enough to feel like proper DNB. Think of the intro as a staircase. The first few bars should be simple and spacious. Then we add movement, then detail, then tension, and finally we hit that pre-drop phrase that tees up the main drop hard. We're going to stay mostly inside stock Ableton tools, which is perfect for fast, practical drum and bass writing. We'll use things like warp, slice to new MIDI track, auto filter, EQ8, utility, reverb, echo, beat repeat, drum bus, and a bit of resampling if we want to get more custom. Let's start with the source material. Choose a breakbeat that has character. Amen style breaks, chopped funk breaks, old school jungle breaks, or really any loop with clear transient detail can work. The important thing is that it has punch and personality. If the break is dead, the intro will feel dead too. Drag the break into an audio track and turn warp on. For drum material, beats mode is usually a strong starting point because it preserves the punch. If the break is really spiky, you can experiment with transient preservation as well. Make sure the clip starts cleanly on 1.1.1 so everything locks to the grid properly. And if you need to, consolidate it once it's aligned. Now, one practical DNB note. If your track is sitting at 174 BPM, keep that break locked in tightly. Don't stretch it so hard that it loses snap. You want it tight, not mushy. Now comes the surgery. We want control over individual hits, so slice the break into usable pieces. One fast way is to right-click the audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. In the slicing dialog, transient slicing is usually the best choice if you want the natural drum hits to stay musical. You can also choose tighter rhythmic divisions like 1/8 or 1/16 if you want more control over the rearrangement. Ableton will map the slices into a drum rack, which is awesome, because now you can rebuild the break like a performance. You can trigger kick fragments, snare hits, ghost notes, hats, and little tail pieces independently. If you want even more precision, you can do it manually in arrangement view. Duplicate the break, split it at the important transients, and separate the parts into kick hits, snare hits, hats, and tail sections. That takes longer, but it gives you a really custom intro shape. And here's a useful teacher tip. Don't think of this as random chopping. Think in energy bands. Ask yourself what role each layer is playing. Is it the anchor? Is it motion? Is it punctuation? That's a much better question than what loop comes next. Now let's build the intro foundation. A DJ intro needs room. It should not arrive fully loaded right away. The first bars should feel mix-friendly and stable. A really effective opening might be something like a filtered kick and hat fragment, or a snare-only break tail, or a ghosted break with a low end pulled out. A good simple four-bar opening could be this. Bar 1, filtered kick and ambience. Bar 2, add light shuffle hats. Bar 3, bring in a snare, ghost or half-break feel. Bar 4, add a subtle fill or a reverse hit. That gives the DJ a clean rhythmic reference without overcrowding the top end or low end. Use EQ8 to clean things up. High pass any muddy low rumble around 30 to 40 Hz if needed. If the break feels boxy, you can make a gentle cut somewhere around 200 to 350 Hz. Auto filter is also a big one here. A low pass filter with a cutoff somewhere around 150 to 400 Hz is a nice starting point for a darker intro. Then you can automate that cutoff upward as the intro develops. Utility is useful too. If your intro layers are too wide or too loose, narrow them a bit. And if the low end is getting messy, keep it focused and mono. Now let's make the break feel like a real arrangement instead of one loop. A good trick is to split your breakbeat into three functional layers. First, the core groove. This is your kick and snare skeleton. Keep it simple at the start. This layer is the anchor. Second, the top percussion. This is where your hats, ride fragments, and shuffly textures live. High pass these aggressively, so they add motion, without making the intro too heavy. This is the layer that gives the intro air and movement. Third, the fill and impact layer. This is where your snare rolls, reverse hits, cymbal swells, and transition fills live. Use these only at phrase ends so they feel intentional. If you group those into a drum group, you can process them together and still keep control over the individual layers. That's ideal for this kind of break surgery. Now let's shape the actual rhythm. A strong DNB intro often works in repeating two-bar motifs with a small variation every four bars. You want the density to increase gradually, not suddenly. The arrangement should feel like it's waking up. Here's a solid 16-bar shape to think about. Bars 1 through 4, sparse break skeleton, filtered loop, maybe one atmospheric hit, and no heavy sub yet. Bars 5 through 8, add a ghost snare or shuffly top loop, open the filter a little more, and maybe introduce a reverse cymbal into bar 8. Bars 9 through 12, bring in more active break chops, a snare flam or triplet fill, and maybe a low-level bass texture if it helps the vibe. Bars 13 through 16, open the filter more, add tension with a riser or noise lift, and finish with a break fill or impact that leads into the drop. And this is important, don't get too busy too soon. One of the most common mistakes is filling every bar with too much action. If everything is loud and active immediately, there's nowhere for the energy to go. The intro has to earn the drop. Now we add movement with automation. Automation is what turns a loop into a real intro. At minimum, you want to automate filter cutoff. You might also automate reverb dry slash wet, delay feedback, utility gain, and maybe even resonance for a little lift. A strong move is to start with a break low past, then gradually open the filter over 8 or 16 bars. You can increase reverb only on certain fills so the drums don't lose punch all the time. You can also give the final phrase a tiny gain lift before the drop, which makes the transition feel more exciting. Reverb and echo are both excellent here. Reverb gives you space and tension, and echo is great for dubby DNB transitions. Beat repeat can be really fun if you want stutters or glitchy fills. Grain delay and shifter can also add weird jungle-style texture if you use them carefully. Now, let's talk about DJ usability. A proper DJ intro needs a stable rhythmic reference. That usually means 4 bars, 8 bars, or even 16 bars of drums that are clean enough to beatmatch into. If the intro is too empty, it lacks identity. If it's too chaotic, it becomes hard to mix. The sweet spot is simple but distinctive. A useful trick is to leave the first bar slightly lighter than the second. That makes the intro feel like it's arriving, not just starting. That little bit of motion helps it feel musical and functional at the same time. If you want to get more custom, resampling is a killer technique. Create a new audio track, set the input to resampling, and record your edited break while you perform automation or trigger fills. Then cut that recorded audio into phrases and rework it in the arrangement. This is especially good for jungle-style chopped intros, broken-up drum effects, and custom one-off fills that sound more like a performance than a programmed loop. You can also build effects chains for different moods. For a clean DJ intro, use a Q8, auto filter, compressor, and utility. For a more atmospheric tension intro, use a Q8, reverb, echo, auto filter, and utility. For a more broken, aggressive jungle surgery vibe, try drum bus, beat repeat, auto filter, saturator, and a Q8. A subtle amount of drum bus can add weight and character without crushing the break. Keep boom low or off in the intro, use moderate drive, and add just enough crunch to give it attitude. Now let's finish the arrangement properly. The final bar or two should have a clear sense of momentum. Great pre-drop tools include reverse cymbals, snare fills, noise risers, drum fills with increasing density, delay throws on a final hit, or a short reverb tail that gets cut off just before the drop. A classic DNB move is to strip the drums for half a bar, add a snare roll, open the filter, then hit the impact right on the drop. That contrast is what makes the drop feel huge. It's not just loudness. It's the difference between space and impact. A couple of pro tips before we wrap this section up. For darker tracks, keep the intro shadowy. Use filtered break fragments, distant ambience, low ominous textures, and minimal bright percussion. Think crawling out of the fog, not announcing yourself with fireworks. Also, watch out for transient clutter. Break surgery can easily turn into transient soup if you're not careful. If the intro sounds busy but weak, shorten overlapping slices, trim tails more aggressively, and avoid stacking too many hits on the same grid point. It helps to build the intro in two passes. First, do the macro pass, phrase layout, density, and transitions. Then do the micro pass, chop timing, swing, and transient shaping. If you only work at the micro level, the intro might sound cool but not function musically. And always test it like a DJ would. Loop the first 16 bars and ask, can another track sit on top of this? Is there a clear rhythmic reference? Is the low end staying out of the way? That's the real test. Here is a great practice exercise. Take one breakbeat and build a 16-bar DJ intro from it. Bars 1 through 4 should only use 2 or 3 drum elements. Bars 5 through 8 add one new chop or percussion layer. Bars 9 through 12 add a fill or reverse effects. Bars 13 through 16 should create tension toward the drop. Automate auto-filter on the break group. Add reverb only on fill hits. Then export it and listen back like a DJ mixing into it. If you want to push yourself, make two versions, one clean and functional for mixing, and one darker and more aggressive with distortion and extra edits. That's the core lesson. A strong drum and bass DJ intro is not just a loop fading in. It's a structured, mix-friendly opening built from breakbeat surgery, smart filter automation, and phrase-based arrangement. Slice the break into controllable parts. Keep the intro sparse at first. Build density in stages, and use your stock Ableton tools to shape the energy. If you can turn one breakbeat into a proper evolving intro, you're already leveling up your DNB arrangement game big time. Keep it tight, keep it dirty, and let the drums do the talking.